Catherine Sandler gave a really interesting talk this morning on psychodynamics in coaching. And Catherine's here just to tell us why that's important.
Well, I work with leaders in business organisations, helping them to become more effective, more confident, more fulfilled in what they do and deliver better results for their organisation. So I'm a very commercial and results-focused coach, yet I find that psychodynamic ideas, which traditionally have been used more in the therapy arena, are actually extremely helpful when it comes to understanding what can hold very capable people back from making some of the changes they want to make. Because as human beings, you know, we often do want to change and improve and develop ourselves, yet we're also very resistant to it. And sometimes working with talented, successful people who nevertheless have some aspect of how they lead or how they manage in their organisation, which is tripping them up, possibly even threatening to derail their careers. They want to change that, yet they can't actually alter their behaviour. And understanding what's going on below the surface, particularly what's going on at an emotional level, what kind of fears and inner conflicts may be happening that the individual is not really aware of. Psychodynamic model helps me get some understanding and insight into that. And that in turn helps me unlock some of these patterns that maybe grew up for the individual earlier in life, became well established, served a purpose at a certain stage of their life, but are no longer serving them well. So, for example, the leader who can't deal with conflict because they're so caught up in feeling that to be firm with others would mean that they weren't a nice person. Yet as a senior person in their organisation, they have to be able to have tough conversations. Or the leader who is so committed to getting the task done that at times they just find themselves being too critical and not sufficiently empathic or engaged with the people whom they're leading or whom they have to work with, which of course makes it more difficult to get the task done, but they somehow can't break that pattern because the inner drivers for success are actually getting in the way of tuning into others. So these are very normal problems, normal issues, but the psychodynamic model gives me a lens into what's going on at a deeper level and enables me to work at pace and in depth with people who, you know, are bright and keen to change but are struggling, and often helps them really make huge strides, which is very rewarding.
Catherine Sandler, thanks very much.
Thank you.